the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Just for, in case people are listening, the next thing we had on the agenda is reviewing questions on documents provided to the Stanley Lake Boating Task Force. Ultimately, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get to this document that was provided to us as a starting point. One of my favorite sayings is it's easier to critique than create, and I think that would be a great place to start. But before we get there, I've got some questions for staff, and I didn't know if anybody else had procedural questions, any other questions on ANS or the procedures out there. Please feel free to jump in. I was going to ask Rod and your staff, do you know of any other municipal water supply reservoirs, not just in Colorado, but anywhere else that have banned boating strictly because of ANS?
I'm sorry.
Yes, if you could, if you know, go ahead. I mean, you probably could speak to that.
The difference between ban and just never allowed.
I mean, I know that Aurora Reservoir, Arvada Reservoir, they've gone to a system similar where they don't recognize the state other agency tags. And then I believe it's Arvada Reservoir that went to paddle only. So I think they are allowing trolling motors. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I was out there fishing last weekend, but there was trolling motors on the lake and like small fishing boats. I think it still has to be under a certain horsepower requirement, but there still was some motorized boats on the lake.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of boatable water in Colorado, and if you go to the CBW's website, they have a list of boatable waters. There are boatable waters that are not included in that list. They're typically smaller reservoirs, most notably used for fishing. And then they also have a list of their authorized WID stations, so I believe the state operates 50, and then there's a lot of other entities and that are also have WID programs running in conjunction with the state as well. I don't know personally any boats, I mean any in Colorado, because certainly Green Mountain Reservoir is positive for quagga mussel veligers. That is in Colorado, but there are no adult populations. But Green Mountain Reservoir is positive and being operated as a containment reservoir in the state of Colorado for quagga, not zebra mussels, but quagga mussels. So their operation is a little bit different up there in that they're running as a containment reservoir, and all of that will be in that state. They go over all of the different entities and waters and how each of those, I think I should provide to the task force, and that could be in that link maybe, that basically all the watercraft inspection and decontamination stations and where they're located and at what reservoirs they are. That might be helpful as well.
So for the drinking water reservoirs, there's a classification with the state. It's called direct use drinking water supply. There's a list of approximately 70 lakes. Of those 70 lakes, I think there's 10 that allow trailer boating. The rest have a modified program, very similar to us, if not more restrictive than what we use. Because as you can tell, drinking water, you know, people are concerned about it, and that's the primary concern. The one thing that I didn't mention to everyone is that Stanley Lake is our primary water source. We do not have another one that we can go to. So if something happens to it, we have to live with it, treat it, take care of it. A lot of the other lakes in Colorado, that's not the case. It's not a sole source for them. They have options. Denver Water has options. Colorado Springs has options. Aurora has options, although they've chosen to take a very strict boating policy as well. So there's a lot of different variables that are involved with, you know, the drinking water folks when they make these decisions.
And while you're there, and maybe for Chris too, could you please explain to everybody what the situation is with zebra quagga for our surrounding states?
Well, as far as I know, most of the surrounding states they're in, let's just go with Kansas. They're definitely in Kansas. They're coming pretty close to the border of Colorado. They haven't crossed over the Kansas border yet, but they're definitely encroaching upon that. Texas has a lot. Oklahoma has zebra mussels. New Mexico, as far as I know, has not gone positive yet. I'm just kind of going along the mountains here too. So like Montana is positive for zebra mussels. Wyoming is not. Colorado, as you all know, everything we've talked about. Utah, definitely, Lake Powell, but some of the other lakes that they've had started out positive and then haven't retested over the years. So I believe some of those have been removed. What am I missing? Surrounding states.
I included a map, and it's an updated 2019 map, and it's in the last chapter, I think, with the boating materials, some of the education piece that we pass out when we're doing, it's in your actual binders. Do you mind, Tammy?
No, not at all, because I'm having trouble finding
it. Yeah, I think it's...
Oh, yeah, I see it. It's the very last page there.
Oh, okay, yeah. So there's a map there, just to give you an idea.
I don't have that one either.
You're missing a lot.
I'm missing a bunch of stuff. My book.
That map is found on the USGS website.
Montana.
You go to them under invasive species, and it's updated every few months.
Montana.
Okay.
Just take that
in
mind.
Dakota.
So I have an extra one here. I'll make sure to get to you right now.
It seems like the.
Well, that was the 100th meridian. That's what they started. And it definitely.
It's the last page.
It's
somewhat.
But all this, you know, that's what's
sorry about that.
It didn't flow downstream.
You said Montana recently is positive.
This whole section.
Occurrences. So does occurrence mean positive?
It showed up in the testing. It doesn't mean that it took. Yeah.
Well, we're blessed.
Well, in Utah, I think Colorado actually borrowed the procedure from Utah, where if it tests positive and then doesn't test positive for a certain period, they'll take it off the list.
Yeah, so fail. Yeah. Occurrence, so we've had one. Where was that?
That's Green Mountain Ranch.
That is Green Mountain
Ranch. That's the only active one we have right now, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah. What about penalties? What are there state penalties? Are there Westie penalties for circumventing these WID stations? What are those penalties?
Yeah. So our I believe it was last year moved into our municipal code to put a little more bite into. Anyone that may be circumventing the system. It does require that all paddlecraft and boats used on the water be brought in through the front entry gate of Stanley Lake, so you can't launch a paddlecraft from the south side or something of that nature. We did confiscate several paddlecraft last year that launched illegally from the south side. We've never had a boat launch illegally, clearly, because we only have one boat ramp, so... it would be impossible to do that. We chain that up. The state also has increased penalties under Title 33 for circumventing of their program. I believe, though, their maximum fine is $500 for a penalty. We don't really have a maximum. It would be an automatic summons to court. We do send everyone that has circumvented our system, and it's been paddlecraft, to basically a summons to court. So at that point, the court will assign whatever that penalty may be. We do have rules and regulations. They're not, it's not something you're going to get arrested for, obviously, but... there are financial penalties for any circumvention of the system.
So it's a civil penalty, not a criminal penalty.
Correct.
One thing to add that might be beneficial that could be potentially different and likely is in other situations is that we are a full-service city. And just to be clear what I mean by that, we have our own court. We have our own police. We have our own fire department. We have all, we're full service. So there is an opportunity, frankly, to be more specific and look at those in different ways. The other part is we do trespass. We trespass. Parks, Recreation, and Libraries has the opportunity to trespass for a variety of reasons. And one of them certainly is circumventing any policy, not just boating. And we do that regularly. And that's then enforced by our police department. Should someone show up, and the police take care of them, which is good. But we have recommendations about one of the things being consideration of future fines and lifetime bans and all those types of things that are floating around out there that are being recommended. But just to be clear, probably one of the unique things versus the single source water is the full service city. We have those pieces. And I'll go further. I will tell you, definitely my expectation when I get the recommendations, which I'm really, again, thankful for your solutions on that, they're going to be vetted through all those things I just mentioned: risk management, legal, police, and our police, as far as public safety goes and those types of things, which is fantastic, right? Because we have all these resources at our fingertips and really high caliber departments. So
is it possible if somebody were to be found guilty of bringing in these mussels, could they be fined so heavily that to make it unattractive for them, could they be on the hook for some of the charges, similar to somebody who sets a fire in a national forest?
Yeah, potentially. I think potentially we could look at, you know, recommendations to the code and policy to modify certain things, such as stiffer penalties and lifetime bans and those sort of things. I will say, however, one of the concerns on while that may sound like a valid and I think potentially good solution as one of the features, I can't imagine someone taking on the liability of $14 million a year for the first 2 years, ongoing $4 million, as opposed to our ratepayers. So how do you balance that risk and element? With that said, I know if that is one of the components, and I'm not asking, but since it was brought up, if that is one of the components of the solutions, is consider the restrictions and penalties. Certainly, I'd be interested in hearing about that.
I know I'm bouncing around. I just wrote down a bunch of questions as they came to me. And I know the answer to this one, but for the sake of everybody else, can you please talk about how you're monitoring, what your monitoring procedures are right now? How often do you drag for villagers?
Yeah. We sample the lake twice a month, as long as it's not frozen. So we're out there doing what's called a zooplankton tow. A zooplankton tow is a net that you lower down to the bottom of the lake, and then you pull it up through the water column. And as it's coming up through the water column, it collects all the organisms that are in there. And then you take that and take it back to the lab and identify it. But we'll do 5 different locations around the lake twice a month looking for the villagers, and that's probably one of the most intense sampling programs that I'm aware of for these. It's part of our natural sampling. We do it for algae anyway. We're out there, we're sampling for metals and other stuff, so we just go ahead and look for the villagers themselves. We also do what's called a shoreline survey. So every year we draw down the reservoir, and we'll go out and we'll walk around and look at the substrate and look for zebra mussels that might be attached. And so we've been doing that for 11 years. We've been doing the tow nets for 11 years. That's pretty much what we do.
Out of curiosity, what boat do you use?
We have a pontoon boat that is at Stanley Lake only, and it goes nowhere else, and that's what we've used for 11 years. Well, we have a new boat now, but that boat was, that's what we've done. And then we also look at the docks, and we have monitoring equipment out in the lake, and we'll check that, you know, visually. So, and there's a lot of fishermen around, so I think if there was something...
Right? Yeah. I'm like, I got a pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Another question. How much was the boating permit?
It's
$950 for residents and $1,050 for non-residents.
That's an annual fee?
Correct. It's for the season. Our season runs May 1st through September 30th. And then, in addition, we have other types of permits, like a paddlecraft permit for $200, fishing boat is $300. So,
since you asked that question, that leads into a few that I had written down. So the non-resident permit fee is $100 more than resident fees.
That's correct.
Okay. So in the paperwork that we were given from the city where it talked about how many permits were sold in 2018, mm-hmm. only 118 of those permits were Westminster residents.
I'd have to double check the numbers, but that sounds about okay. Right.
So the other 312, so on, it said it was Arvada, Denver, and Boulder.
It was all over. I mean, okay. we had it all the way from Colorado Springs to even a couple up in Blackhawk. I mean, they were dispersed kind of everywhere.
Okay. And then in that paperwork, it also said in the boater permit that the boaters got, it said that Northland and Thornton were considered resident permits?
They're considered resident in the cost of the permit. But quite frankly, so is everyone that lives in Jefferson County. So even if some folks live in Arvada or Littleton or Lakewood, they qualify for resident pricing. But they aren't obviously Westminster residents. So those were two different ways that we presented those numbers, obviously. So, I don't know if that makes it clear. So,
well, I was just curious about it because, if out of the 118 residents, do we know of the 24 voters who cheated, how many of them were actual Westminster residents?
So, the answer is we do.
Okay.
Staff does. By our policies and state, including state policies, we can't disclose the names of those folks. I will say, to not confuse, because it can be very confusing, I don't get it. How could someone not live in Westminster have a resident rate?
Right.
Well, the way Stanley Lake was acquired with Jefferson County funding, which is typical with our open space programs, that then allowed for, as a condition of that acquisition, all Jefferson County to enjoy resident rates for programs at Stanley Lake. Now, the one difference, because you mentioned North Glen and Thornton, just to be clear about that, the reason why we, that has come up by particularly a lot of non-voters to me has been North Glen, Thornton, and Westminster are the ratepayers and the water users as far as utilizing the water. Westminster is the only one that is held liable should recreation activities create a problem for the water in Westminster, Thornton, or North Glen, it's on our dime.
Right.
So that's why we took this very seriously to look at those things. Yeah.
Any other questions?
I just want to throw this out here. I've been drinking Stanley Lake for 15 years. I'm not mad at the city of Westminster at all for this measure. I'm extremely upset with 24 boaters that we know of that have circumvented our system and it jeopardizes my drinking water. Guess what? Who pays for that? We all do. I do. That makes me extremely upset. You pay for that.
Right.
If we get zebra mussels, guess what? Who pays for that? I do. You do. Everyone's sitting here at this table.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody, especially all the people that are here that are active, looking at this. Everybody here realizes the threat.
Yeah.
And these are all the good players. Like you said, it's a few bad apples ruin the whole bunch. I don't think anybody... I can't speak for everybody, but in my opinion, I think everybody here realizes what the threat is, which is why we're all here. I agree with you. I've been here most of the last 36 years, and
I'm here for a solution right now to be implemented right away.
One other clarification about the 24, and I'm sorry, then I'll step away again, is, and it's in the council report, is that please understand that's 24 incidents that we track cross-reference with the state.
That you know that.
Right. That is not cross-reference with every other lake that was mentioned. So while I don't want to misrepresent, we don't have any way at all to verify the cross-reference of any other of those other lakes. So we have found 24 because of the state record that we can cross-reference. There's no simple way of knowing for sure on the other areas that don't track this program.
Right. We don't know.
No, that was fine.
Just to add to my statement. A fine and a ticket is a slap on the wrist. It's like me getting a speeding ticket going down the road. They're jeopardizing my drinking water. I personally believe in a lifetime ban for the owners and that boat itself. That boat is taboo now. We cannot jeopardize our drinking water. And a slap on the wrist, that doesn't work for me.
Well, I agree with you as far as that goes, but like you said, we're here to try to find a solution.
And
I am not going to try and rush into adjustment and try and fix it now. There's too much information out there. There's too many what ifs.
But we have a solution that's ready to be implemented right away.
Do we have costs for all those solutions? Do we have costs?
Yes, we do. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And guess who it passes on to? The boater. The fishermen, such as myself.
$50,000 it would take for them to be doing the tagging at the lake is going to be passed on?
Where did you get your figure?
It's in one of the packets that I printed to us.
No, absolutely not. $50,000?
Well, I read it in one of these packets.
Well, just because you read it doesn't mean it's true. Let's look at it.
In a minute.
I'm with you too.
Let's look at that in a minute. I have one more question. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to get to recommendations tonight. I just don't think that we're going to be able to get, personally, I'm not going to be to the stage of where I feel comfortable passing on a final vetted recommendation. I think we need to, what I would like to see done is have all of our ideas. I know there's more ideas than just this. Hopefully we can get to that point by the end of the night, which was going to be my next point. Is everybody okay with going until 9 tonight? It's here.
We can go until midnight, however long it takes.
I can't do that.
No, but, I can't either.
I can do 9.
You don't have a job tomorrow? Come on. Let's
No. I have one more question for staff before we get into that, and that's just my recommendation, obviously. It's up to everybody else what you guys want to do. But and this is one of the reasons why I'd like to wait at least one more meeting. I would like to hear from the staff, the people that work on this every day, and not just the staff that are here, but the staff, the seasonal, everybody. And if they feel like there's a threat to their job for being honest, is there some way we could do a Survey Monkey? But I would really like to hear from the people that have the boots on the ground what their ideas are, what they feel are feasible. They have access to all the same information we have. This is all going to be on the website. It's just my request, if that's doable, because I really value their input. I don't know if everybody else.
I agree. I totally
agree.
Absolutely. Yes.
Is it all right with you guys? I had asked Angie if she could put some of this information up on the screen. That way we have one master document that we're working on that's going to have all the recommendations that we're looking at that we're trying to vet through this task force. It'll also be, in a way, our notes that we can take from here and look into maybe other experts, if we know of others, that we could pass this through. Rather than us trying to keep track of everything on here, if there's any way we could get a master document put up there, I think I've done these task forces before, and that process has worked really well. If everybody's okay with that, that way we've got one master document and there's no confusion. We're all seeing in real time what is being proposed. And as I mentioned earlier, I think since we have a proposal, I think this is a good place to start, if that's okay with everybody. There's probably other recommendations that aren't in here that we can then add on there. I would like to try to get some kind of a draft document by the end of the night if we can.
Angie's in the process of working on that for
okay,
you.
Thanks, Jason.
It may take a few minutes, but sure.
Okay. Again, thank you guys for putting this together. This obviously took a lot of thought and effort. I really do appreciate this.
Tammy, have you had time to review?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Or can you just create a new Word doc and just put like the main heading on here? If you can just put a Word doc up there, I can even do it.
I can't close that. That's my problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't get it closed. Out there I can.
But anybody got good handwriting? I don't.
Not me.
Maybe we could keep track up here on one of these big pads.
I'd be happy to write whatever you want if you want me.
Has everybody had a chance to at least skim through this document that was produced by the Friends of Stanley Lake?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I haven't. This is the first time I've seen it.
Okay.
This is the one I couldn't get to print online.
Oh, okay.
I skimmed through it, but I don't have it in my package.
Okay. I'll be happy to share my copy with you. And maybe Angie can get another copy.
I need a copy, so let me see if I have an extra one.
So I had written down some questions online.
Because that was the email that came at 2-something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, here, you can have this one if you want, because I printed it.
It's behind the voter suggestion reports.
Oh, very good. Okay. It's that. There we go. That's the one.
Thanks.
Yeah. Andy, this is the one that
Never mind.
No problem.
Good. So the first few pages look like it's essentially background information. It talks about, in their opinion, what the shortfalls were of the previous system. And one of the things I really like about this is rather than just saying something's wrong, they're actually coming with a solution here.
Yes.
So on page 7, that this is their proposed solutions. And one thing I would say before we get into this, one of my previous jobs, I was executive director of a nonprofit, and when we'd come across something like this, I would always ask everybody to think that there is a solution here. Frame your mind around that. You can reverse engineer or whatever from that. Too often people just look at things and say why something won't work. So I would always ask my board of directors to do the same thing. So we've got a challenge ahead of us, but please use that frame of mind to think about things and think about, well, how can we make this work? And so that was just my request, my one person's input for what it's worth. That's what I'm doing coming to this. Our goal, to go back to it, is just that, is evaluating options for restoring trailered boats to the lake without compromising the quality of the water. So just my 2 cents on that. Maybe, Megan, if nothing else, if we could just...
Note recommended solutions.
Yeah, recommended solutions, and maybe just even bullet points at this point in time.
Absolutely.
Obviously, there's a lot of data in here that we can all look at. And that, obviously, the final document that we're going to put forth will have more information in there. But for now, if we can just have bullet points up here. And this is by no means our final recommendation document. These are just items that have been proposed for our consideration. So I would urge us to go ahead and put all these up there, as well as any other ones that we may have or that others have brought to us. If that's all right with you guys, it at least gives us a starting point.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And I'd like the city to answer this is, why are we not using the state database?
I think they kind of hit on that a little bit earlier, but...
We did address that at the beginning of the evening. We have access to that database, like I mentioned before. We just got the updated version of that mobile application last Thursday from the state. Previous to that, the searches were challenging. They didn't keep the searches in there for very long. Now it's live time. We were already committed to using it in 2019. So,
okay.
But we were using it, like I mentioned before, when someone would come to the lake that had been tagged, that had been to another water body, providing they had been tagged in the previous year, so that boat had sat throughout the winter, we would then go ahead and clear tag that boat without it going through a decontamination.
And how long has the database been available?
We've been using that database on and off like that for, I believe it came out in 2013 or 2014. It is in that manual. The problem is that not every reservoir uses that database. There are 50 locations that CPW is using it for. It is getting more and more utilized. Several states came on board last year, including Kansas. I believe Wyoming came on board last year. Nebraska, unfortunately, isn't using that database. I can't remember. It is in that booklet I've handed out how many states are currently utilizing that application. It's absolutely an added layer of protection, which is why we were committed to using it in 2019. I think it's an incredibly valuable tool because I think we're going to need a multi-layered approach. But like I said, there are multiple states that are what are called voluntary states. So you do not have to get an inspection. You do not have to get, you don't get an inspection before you launch or exit a water body. Those obviously are not logged into the system since there's no inspectors. So it's not 100% in terms of tracking a boat, if you will, but it certainly adds a layer of protection as long as it's at one of the ramps that is participating in the CPW protocols and that has an available inspector at the time. Okay. There are several reservoirs that allow for voluntary inspections outside of their normal inspection hours. So obviously those launches would not be logged into the database by an inspector because folks can launch outside of the outside of those times.
And other lakes that aren't monitored.
Right, correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions on these first three or comments?
What are you looking at? Are you looking at page 7?
Page 7,
the
yeah.
Last third,
yeah.
Install tags on boats using the entirety of the hole.
Okay. I have a question. Why is the city not adapting to this and they would allow a mechanical fastener to be attached to the tag that can be easily removed as opposed to the hull of the boat that cannot be compromised?
Again, I have to run and I apologize, but we are using the protocols that the state has put in place. We're using the same system as all of the states surrounding us. We did not know there was a problem until over the winter, so we haven't even had a chance to adjust to that, which is what the purpose of this task force is.
I understand you have to run and I respect that.
Yeah.
Was there any launch data looked at before 2018? Was there any launch data reviewed to see if boaters were circumventing the system?
So last year is the first time we started using the application designed by IT. Prior to that, we were keeping handwritten logs. So no, we never ran that data against the state before because we didn't have an electronic copy of it. That was part of the motivation of getting IT to produce an application that we could adequately track all the launches and inspections that were being done at Stanley Lake, and then we used that information to cross-reference with that at the end of the season.
And before you go, the tags.
Hmm?
The tags.
Oh, all of the tags were manipulated.
All of them.
All of them.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being here.
If you have any questions, feel free. I mean, I certainly will be reviewing this information and this audio moving forward, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have. I apologize. I only allotted for what I thought it was going to go tonight. So.
Well, thank you for your time.
No, thank you guys so much. You have a good night.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions or comments about? Not, and it doesn't just have to be about these three, but they've got some secondary.
So I have questions. I mean, all of these are awesome. I commend them on turning in the information that they turned in because it's obvious that they are very passionate and very serious about getting this fixed. And I am too. I am not wanting to rush this because, again, my water is important to me. So what I would like to know about some of these, and obviously they have stated that they will, you know, they're going to do this on their own. What the attachments that need to be made to the boats, they're willing to pay for. The cost is willing to go to them. But I want to know, like, on this additional layer of protection with the clamps, you know, how much is that going to cost the city? Is that cost going to be relayed then down to the taxpayers? And or is that cost going to be added to the boating permits? So there's a lot of these things that we can say, let's put this in place, let's get this going, but I want to know the cost of what it's going to take.
Yeah, and before Jason responds, I guess that's a question of the task force. two ways we could look at this is we could just throw ideas up right now, and then we can go back through and vet each one of them. Or we could do it individually right now. If you wanted to, we could just start with, integrate with a multi-state database and fully vet that idea before we move on to anything else. I would prefer to just throw ideas up there right now so that everybody will have whatever the time is between now and the next meeting to think about these questions that we've got. Because I'm like you, I've got a lot of questions on these. I'm sure staff does too. That's a question for you guys. How would you like to proceed from here on out?
I would like to have our ideas put on the board because I am a researcher. I look at everything. I know you guys want to get on the water quickly, but that's what this task force was for, and I'm not willing to rush it. I want all the information so that when I give a recommendation to Jason and the city, I can feel good that I gave a good recommendation.
Any others? Any strong feelings?
Tammy, I believe that you will after reading this document. Okay?
Okay.
And I honestly believe that if we gave you a sample, you would not be able to tamper with it.
Oh, no, he did a great job of showing me during that 7 minutes.
Making sure positive, 100%, that no boat will ever disturb our drinking water. That's the purpose of this meeting.
It is.
Yeah. I assure you, you will feel confident. But I recommend that you read the document in full and understand it completely.
Which I think is what she's saying is that mm-hmm. For what it's worth, I agree. Sure. I'd like to have
homework
to go back and look at
today.
And do my research too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's okay.
On why we have such great representation from the city. I would love to hear the city's perspective too. I love that perspective that they're in this day in and day out and that their interest and their livelihood depends on protecting this water source. And they see it and feel it way more than we do. So I would personally love your perspective, and I am the researcher. I'm the same way you are. I like to take it in, absorb it, go through it. And so I would love to make this list of solutions as big as possible tonight, because I think the more solutions we have to go through, the more probable chance we have of coming up with a solution that really works for everyone and is in the best interest of the city. So that's kind of where I would like to see it go.
And I agree. I would also like to add, if we could have a boat mechanic at the meeting.
Is that something you could?
Absolutely. We currently employ 6 certified mechanics for all sorts of boats, whether that be fishing, inboard, any type of boat, and all of the other dealers would be happy to supply that as well. I've talked to all of them, and they just want to support this cause however possible, so they would be willing to put their technicians in here or any staff members as well to do whatever they could.
I was here last night. I spoke with 2 boat dealers, and they both looked at the demo, and they agreed this is bulletproof. Either way, we will sign off on this, and we will give each boat owner an affidavit saying we are good to go here. This cannot be compromised based on the boat. So the tagging is a little different, but they said spot on. So
a mechanic needs to be put up there that so, we want to hear from.
And the reason I asked this is actually for something that's not here, but it's been addressed, is the ballast tank filter.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, is that certified by who, what organization? And
so that would go through the decontamination process and then be signed off on by Stanley Lake.
Because this stuff I get.
Uh-huh.
The ballast tank I don't totally understand, and the filter system.
Yeah, and that might be a good thing to get a report on. I'm sorry, Tammy. Jason, you were going to respond to a question.
Trying to be helpful. You know, I just like the MOU describes, it's okay. We don't have to have all the answers for a recommendation to come forward, because there probably will be still questions like we're talking about now attached to those recommendations. And do expect that in addition to the mechanic, law enforcement, risk management, and all those other interested parties will want to review this and probably come back for more conversation. So I would just offer, to hopefully continue to move this forward as efficiently as possible. I'm expecting that there will be questions with whatever the recommendations. And for fairness, also to be clear, the document you're reviewing right now, I think, was sent to you at 11 o'clock this morning. So I understand you're very busy. It went to council, I think, last night. Whereas all the other material, I think you were sent about roughly a week ago. Granted, I know there's a lot there. I respect that. And I, again, really value how much time you're spending on reviewing this carefully. Thank you.
I'm assuming that these secondary preventative measures, are they being proposed by the Friends, or are these just other ideas for the task force to consider? Do you know, Gary?
I believe they're being asked of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you mind throwing those up on there?
Yep.
Do you have that?
Yeah,
Bob. It's
page 9. The secondary measures?
Yeah.
Enhanced training, no more boat co-owners, ballast tank filtration, photo of a pass holder, so we know who we're looking at when they come in the lake. The ban, like I said before, I really think that we need to set an example for Westminster. We're not messing around here. We're playing with 300,000 people's water source. And if you think that you're going to cheat our rangers and get through our system, guess what? Not on this watch. And audits. As a task force, we signed up for this. We need to make sure that we're going out and auditing random boats and vessels getting into the lake. Let's try and cheat the system. It's like prison. You know, how do they get a pack of cigarettes in prison? We need to try and make sure it's fail-safe and it's safe for our drinking water, bottom line. And I'd like to add that, you know what? Boating and fishing is a lifestyle. It's not a hobby. It's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle for me. My house backs up to the lake. I look at it every day. I love it. I pay for it. I enjoy it. It's what I work hard for.
Another recommendation that I would like to have, they brought it up at the meeting in April, and I have talked to a few rangers being out there. One boat, one lake.
That was mentioned earlier.
I would like to see something like that.
My boat is one boat, one lake. Because if I take it off in June, I have to wait 35 days to put it back, and I've wasted my money on it. You can look at all of my launch data. It's never been in another lake, ever.
So,
right. But let's set an example.
Well, I agree. One boat, one lake.
That was my suggestion.
Oh, you don't.
So the problem with that is that there's only 250 spots on the lake, and there's 500 owners of boats.
Thank you for bringing that
me
up.
Me personally, I don't want to leave my boat at the lake because I'm afraid that somebody will steal a battery, steal my fishing pole, blah, 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 blah.
Any other ideas you wanted to throw up right now? I've got a question for clarification. This Word doc that says proposed solutions that we all got a while ago, was this the initial recommendation from the Friends of Stanley Lake?
So, no, that document that you're holding up right now, which is the summary of track solutions, other people than Friends of Stanley Lake have been submitting solutions.
Okay, so
other
this
people
is...
than Stanley Lake have been submitting concerns. That's everything we tracked up until the day that was sent to you as best as we could, which I think was last week, whatever it was, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. With everything, staff went through every email, every voicemail, and started putting those on there that were coming from the community, both voters and non-voters. So what that is a as comprehensive possible of everything that the city has received in addition to the two Friends documents.
Okay. So, thank you for asking. rather than have Megan write all this stuff out, I would change my recommendation. Let's use this as our starting document, and maybe we can just have this be our Word doc that we can just track for notes purposes, Rod or Angie. And then we can add all of this to this document if that's okay with everybody.
Absolutely.
Because that is a really good starting point, too. And while this isn't a regulatory item, and I'm sure the people that are here are already doing this, the whole if you see something, say something, I would recommend boaters also patrol other boaters, just having other sets of eyes out there. It has nothing to do with the city, but it's just one of the ideas I thought. And I guarantee everybody in this room is so passionate, they're doing that already. But that might be something we could put on there,
like
too.
Peer
is to,
accountability?
Yeah, exactly, peer accountability. I know you guys that are taking your time to be here right now wouldn't let somebody go through if you saw a tag ripped off, but I just thought it might be a good idea to have in... I assume anything that comes out of this, if something comes out of it, there's going to be some kind of marketing or publications that are going to all the voters. I, for one, would like to have full punishment on there, like similar to wildfires. I don't know. I know somebody's not going to be able to be liable for $18 million or whatever, but just the threat of that might be enough to help thwart somebody from doing that. And that goes for anybody. Somebody who takes a bucket of mussels and thinks it's going to be funny and throws it over the fence. I would really hope the city would go after them with everything that they could.
Similar to poaching illegal game.
Yeah. Are there any other ideas that people have asked you as task force members or people that you've reached out to that you'd want to throw out as an idea right now? Obviously, this is not a comprehensive list. This will be a dynamic list.
Question. I've been asked many, many times, time frame. And decision makers. Who calls the shots here? Who needs to make the ultimate decision on who gets on the lake or if they don't?
I believe he mentioned that at the beginning of the meeting, that all of this basically goes to him.
Yeah.
But then is it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
The hierarchy. Want to know who are the shot callers?
Jason,
who makes the decision?
Could you address that question? And
sure.
Then?
So, one, the authority by city policy from a programmatic decision of the operations of Stanley Lake to the immediate indefinite ban, for example, was my authority. So as the Parks Recreational Libraries Director, the expectation from the Stanley Lake Boating Task Force is that your recommendations go to me. And then I have the opportunity to review them. And the process that I would use would be likely coming back for clarifying questions, which is common in the task force process, but also reaching out to folks that may have given those suggestions, maybe it's folks in the room, but also our in-house staff. We have risk manager, we have attorneys, we have obviously our law enforcement, obviously our rangers, to really vet and make sure that those are really viable solutions. And I mentioned the email. The last thing I would want is a year from now being the same situation. Everyone's enjoying boating, and you're like, oh, there goes the city again. We do not want to do that. Yeah. So we want to work with the very best solutions, and as far as the reinstatement, that's my call.
Reinstatement is your goal?
Yep. And my call, both.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure. Gary, as far as the timeline goes, as you probably know, these processes take a long time. So what I would urge you to do is to come back to our next meeting with potential interim plans. If one boat, one lake is enough to get you back out there, I don't know. We're not a decision-making body. I don't see this being, even through our process, in the next 3 weeks, let alone being vetted through city. So I would urge you to come up with some kind of an interim plan that they could possibly consider a set number of boats going out there in the meantime, because I don't think this is going to happen. Honestly, within the next probably month. It's just my opinion on being able to vet this, not just through this board, but as Jason has lined out. I mean, they have to do their due diligence in looking at what the final plan is. So that would be my recommendation to you. And again, I'm not the decision maker. We are not. That's something that Jason would have to come up with. Maybe that's not even an option for him. I don't know, but...
When can I speak to that?
Yeah.
The process that we've laid out, we want to stay true to the process.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that are looking very closely at what we're doing. Boaters, non-boaters, water users, non-water users. We've specifically described, and it's all been shared as far as the MOU and the process. I'm looking for recommendations from this task force that has been selected from our advisory board. I think any detour from that would create a lot of questions.
Well, there's
that your answer. That I wouldn't be, I wouldn't support, I can tell you. Until I get the recommendations that are, and by the way, I'm not looking for consensus. I'm not. I mean, you could go as quickly or as or different process. I want to do everything I can to cut any barrier that you have as far as getting access, getting information, setting up meetings to work as efficiently as possible. But I just will remind us that while we absolutely have a goal of restoring boating as efficiently as possible, there are a lot of folks with concerns to make absolutely sure the city, with your voice, is representing this in a way and implementing in a way that definitely protects our water quality and allows boating back on the lake, which we've enjoyed the boating community for decades. So it's got to be just mindful that, well, what we committed to do, which was, now, should the task force decide to modify that approach, perhaps, maybe, I don't know, and that comes from you, great, you could do what you'd like to do to provide those recommendations.
I don't think that the bottleneck is going to be with them. I mean, we're all volunteers. I can tell you I can meet next Tuesday. The following week, I can't meet at all. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but we're all volunteers here, and we have day jobs. So I would think that this would probably be the longest part of the process. They would probably get their decisions and their vetting process done faster than we will. And that's one of the things we'll discuss at the end of the meeting here. We've got, what, about another half hour, 40 minutes, when we can meet next. But that's just my schedule. I can't meet again. I can meet next Tuesday, but other than that, I travel a lot for work, and I've got other things going on. So.
Understand.
How do you want to proceed from here? Are there any other recommendations we want to add to either that first document that Jason gave us, that Word doc, or anything on here?
Well, I've got a bunch of notes, but they all tie into the stuff we have on the board, so.
Questions and comments?
Yeah, just little comments.
I do too, I think we all will.
A lot of that to those, so, and this list, this, so. And then, in case you were wondering, this was the document I was talking about.
Yeah.
You have it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've made notes, I've reviewed it.
Oh, you saw it, okay.
Uh-huh, oh, yeah.
I have one thing, maybe the fueling and boat maintenance outside Stanley Lake, we may have to address.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's.
Some kind of a procedure for taking boats off for maintenance and fueling?
And I don't have a solution already in mind, but I think we can say things, but as a boat owner, logistically, it might be harder to do.
Right, which is, I think, where the staff can ask questions. Stu, did you have a comment?
I wanted to add something to some of the comments that were made. As you look at the universe or the set of solutions that might be best, if you're looking at something that does not incorporate some way of one boat, one lake, I would ask on behalf of the water quality professional staff that any other solution needs to also come with some sort of peer-reviewed professional research that addresses ballast tanks, because you know we've said that is that's a critical part of the problem. So I'm not trying to encourage or discourage any solution, but if you're looking at something that somehow doesn't incorporate that concept, I think we need some serious research and not just, not somebody's opinion. We need some established research that would address then how do you deal with the ballast tank in those other kind of solutions. It sounds like you're leaning toward a set that would include some form of one boat, one lake, but I'm just suggesting that would be part of what we would look for beyond to say that is or isn't adequate.
I'm going to throw another one out that was asked of me that probably isn't going to sit well with some people, but should a solution have a lower number of permits at Stanley?
That's
Lake?
Actually on my list to cover for that. If it's going to be one boat, I mean, I've talked to the rangers and myself, and you know, a lot of them have told me other than one boat, one lake, that, and even with that, there's no guarantee we're keeping our water safe. And if we do that, then it's got to be a lottery. You can't just automatically, I mean, I don't know that selling 250 permits or 280 for the spots that they have out there goes to the first 280. I think that's something that needs to be looked at too.
It was just something that was brought up to me.
We have data on how many boat passes were sold this year and how many paddleboard passes or other watercraft vessel passes were sold this year so far?
It's in the packet.
It is?
It is. Yeah, because I looked at all of that.
Up to date?
Oh, not for 2019, no.
Yeah.
This was 2018.
Yeah, I'm talking 2019.
Well, they're still getting permits for paddle stuff as we speak.
I'm also a I have a paddle board.
I don't have numbers for paddle board permits. I know that they have sold more this year than they have in previous years. But I know when we stopped selling the boating permits, we were right over 300.
So you were at 300 that you had to send out over 300 letters?
Okay. Yes. Right at 300, plus or minus.
Gotcha. Do you know how many kayak season passes you've sold or fishermen boat passes?
I don't know that, but I can find that information out.
I'd like to know.
Yep.
Compared to previous years.
Sure, I can get that.
You know, just to offer on that, we're going to come back and give you specifics. All these questions are fantastic, and Rod's recording them. We're going to use specific data. Two things came up about that you should be aware of. The report from staff is that when the announcement was made that we were going to really take a harder look at our program with your help, our paddle craft permits are up 4 times. That I can tell you. And the other question is that folks have asked, hey, can we get a refund when boating goes back on the lake, meaning power boating? I said, absolutely. I mean, it's a different type of program. So we've been clear that we plan on bringing boating back, okay, through your work. And I want to also let you know that as people are becoming aware that they're unsure as to when power boats may come on, yes, about 4 times the amount of last year has been sold for paddlecraft.
Okay.
And I'll give you the exact numbers and all the other findings.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other ideas for now? Again, I'm sure things will come up over the next however long it's going to be before we meet. But anything else you guys want to add to the list now? We've got ballast tank filtration on there. So I wrote that down. We'll need to look at the science behind that. And please, all of you on here, you're representing user groups or even just other residents, please reach out to other people in the meantime and get their thoughts on it, too. And I know you represent a large group that would probably be very interested in what's going on.
Absolutely.
Another question I'd like to ask is, how was this task force picked based on 200-character testimony?
Do you want me to answer that, or do you want to answer
Well, anybody.
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, there was over 40 folks that registered that wanted to participate in the task force, and then additional folks that contacted us said, hold on, I want to be on that too. So we have an advisory board that's appointed by city council of volunteers that their charge is to advise city staff on these types of matters and all types of matters. So we simply asked the advisory board, would they be interested? And we had 5 of the members say, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. And so that's how it was put together.
Any other thoughts right now? One of the things we need to look at is, if there's nothing else you want to talk about this, but as far as getting our next meeting scheduled, does everybody know what their schedule is for? I'm out of town Thursday, but what about next Tuesday the 30th?
I'm available anytime. Call a meeting, I'll be here.
I can do it. His face doesn't look like
it. Well, no, my daughter won Teacher of the Year in the banquet that,
okay,
that night. Okay. Otherwise, Tuesday would be okay.
Man, that's, I understand.
You'll be in trouble.
Yeah, you got to have
Tuesdays are definitely the best night for me.
Okay.
I'm flexible.
Okay.
So, call a meeting, I'll be here.
What about Thursday that week? May 2nd.
So I will be out of town on Thursdays.
Okay.
What about Wednesdays?
Wednesdays are okay.
How about Thursday this week? Or you're
out of town? Out of town that week, or this Thursday. I mean, I'm leaving tomorrow, which is why I can't go past 9 tonight. I could meet earlier on Wednesday. I can't go past 8 on Wednesdays because I've got family obligations those nights. If that's okay, though, we can meet.
So it looks like most of us Tuesdays are good, except for next Tuesday. He's going to be out of town. And then you said you're going to be out of town?
The following week, I'm out too, yeah.
And I'm out the 5th through the 10th.
In May?
In May.
Yeah. I'm out the 2nd through the 5th in May.
But 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
I could meet the 2nd. But Thursdays, are they okay with you? No?
I'm going to be out of town then.
Well, that's right. Well, I could do, so is Wednesday okay with you next week?
Mm-hmm. What about, did we look at Monday? Is that too hard?
It's, for me, it's the same thing. I'd have to be out of here by 8. You're sure you're looking at the 29th. So I could do Monday through 8 o'clock, the 29th. I'm available Tuesday the 30th. And I could do the 1st up until 8 o'clock. Any of those work for everybody else?
Like
you're out for Tuesday, so we can just take Tuesday off.
Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday's open for me.
Any of those not work for anybody?
So I guess my question in on the dates we're throwing out, are we talking about meeting every week? Are we talking about meeting every other week? What are we talking about?
It's up to the task force.
I'd like to meet more than that. I think a week to think about things is too long. The lake is supposed to open on the 1st, and I think we need to come up with a solution and implement it right away. I am a fisherman, and walleye season is coming up. And guess what? If I don't feed my family walleye, I will be in big trouble.
I'll be 100% honest and say I'm not willing to meet 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, I personally would like...
That's specific. I'm done.
Wayne, if I might, the MOU was created by me.
Right.
Okay? And I just want to be clear because people are probably wondering. The MOU did ask folks to be available for regular attendance, but also asked people to be available Tuesday or Thursdays. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not throwing that at you. I would say that it didn't say every Tuesday and Thursday, and it didn't say more than once a week, not to say you couldn't. At the end of the day, honestly, it's a task force call. I don't want to imply it's my call in any way, shape, or form. Certainly, if other days are chosen, Angie and I and staff will find the best location. Even if it's on a Monday, it certainly won't be here because there'll be other business in this room. But that's okay. That's fine. We get other facilities and ways to do the recording and things like that, but I would say that, again, it's true. There's a few concerns, if I could speak candidly about the MOU, that we drifted a little bit tonight. Now we're at another one, which is attendance and availability. You could decide to have, I'm not leaning, but you can have written correspondence if a person or whatever, if you decide to or not. You could say no, we're mandating everyone attends. But I just want to make sure we're as true. The other things in the MOU, a lot of the questions and the things that kind of we're visiting, which I'm totally fine answering, I am, but the minimum time we have as a task force is absolutely critical, and I respect your time, don't get me wrong. I hope the more efficient we will be as we stay laser-focused on coming up with solutions moving us forward, and I think in my just opinion, we drifted a little bit, but that's okay. It's our first meeting. It's your call on the attendance. I would just offer, we did say as part of the obligation to serve and to come up with solutions, we would meet likely at least once a week, likely on a Tuesday and Thursday. If there's a way, we can try to continue to adhere to that for the benefit of all of our stakeholders that are very much interested in where we're headed. That would be great. Same time, again, it is completely your call.
So, question to that, Tuesdays work for me every week, doesn't matter. So if I'm on vacation and out of the state on a Tuesday, there's really no reason why you guys couldn't still meet. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe that we can still meet if you're on vacation. And you would get a whole meeting minutes. It's all recorded, and you can listen to everything that is going on. My agenda is to move this forward as quickly as possible. I'm available whenever. I will make certain time for this. This is very important to me. This is my lifestyle.
I understand the obligation that we all committed to in doing this, and I'm an honored member to be a part of this, and that the city's even willing to be open to the task force coming up with these solutions. So I'm willing to meet Tuesday and Thursday as promised in my commitment to be a part of this task force or as needed, but I also feel value in some amount of time to properly come back to these meetings with valuable data and thoughts and research to to back up these points, to, you know, bring valuable pieces of information that are going to help in this room and coming up with a solution. So that's kind of my standpoint on it, but I'm very open to fulfill the obligation that I was told was there initially.
Yeah, and I appreciate Jason mentioning that, because that is something that we looked at, and that is something we all committed to. Tuesdays work great for me, except for 2 weeks from now. If one possible solution is that we can go ahead and meet next Tuesday, I, for one, would like to have a week to look at this. I have got a lot going on, my professional life and family life. I would like to have the time to digest this, and I think Tammy was saying the same thing. So that's one solution, or one option, not solution. One option would be for us to meet next Tuesday. Now, that rules you out, but that's, I honestly don't think we're going to come up with our finalized plan next week, so that you'd still be able to take a look at that.
And anything that you came up with, like he said, you could email all of us.
Is that okay with you?
We could represent anything for you in this meeting, and then obviously they're publicly recorded, so you can kind of catch up on meeting minutes and the record.
Well, that's fine, and I can even come down on another day and just give you my opinion as well.
Okay. I mean, I certainly respect...
Wayne, is it communicating via email? Is that an issue?
Is communicating via email?
Yeah. Does the task force have any issues communicating via email outside of our meetings that we're all included on?
Perfect.
I'll take it a step further, folks. If there is a need, and we do this with the advisory board, if someone missed a meeting and they really want to be caught up in a lot of information, I personally would be happy to go through the recording with them, bring one of you with me, don't want to ask more of you,
sure,
just to keep this moving along. Any way that staff can help with any of the barriers, again, I respect you are very busy and have other things going on. At the same time, lean on staff a little bit, and we can provide tools, audio recording. We probably could even get this live. Not to assume that anyone on their vacation is going to be listening to a live meeting, but it is possible. Any way, team, that we can be helpful to make sure everyone is moving along with opportunities for feedback on solutions, we'll do whatever we can as staff in that regard. We will. And I also respect you probably don't even know what all those tools are, but just ask. Be happy to come up with some solutions.
Another question, since time is of the essence for some people here, would you want to meet again on Thursday the 2nd to follow up with what we do on next Tuesday? Maybe we could come up with a kind of a final draft on Tuesday. I'm just thinking out loud here. And then maybe have a couple days to look at it for Thursday. Is that something you think is feasible, Jason?
Up to the task force.
Yes.
So on May 2nd,
you're gone.
I will be out of town. But with his offer, then I can always get with him.
Absolutely.
And
this is
go
a
over it. Yeah.
This is such a critical issue for so many stakeholders. Yeah. I'll move my meetings around during the daytime. We'll go for a walk in the lake, the lake, whatever you want to do.
So,
at your service.
With that information,
Thank you, Jason.
We can set up the meetings.
So in an effort to keep things moving, let's plan on meeting next Tuesday and then also next Thursday. Can you guys get this room for us? Or at least a room here?
We will get a room.
Okay.
Probably this room.
Okay.
But you said next week Thursday, correct?
Next Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday.
I'm pretty sure we're good, but we'll have a room. We'll make sure we let you know and post the agenda.
We can sit outside if it's nice.
Oh, by the way, folks, I put together the agenda with limited input. The task force really owns the agenda moving forward, so I'll do the best I can to represent, but feel free, because we are required to post our agendas. By the way, you need to know that if you didn't know that. We're required to post our agendas at minimum 24 hours before the meeting. So that would mean the last possible deadline, I certainly want to wait to that for just emails and logistics, would be before that. So any feedback you want to, if you know what you want to see on the agenda, I encourage you to email me so I could help build that ahead of time. And on there, of course, I'll let you know where the meeting's actually going to happen.
So is it possible to get, we don't need meeting minutes, I don't think that's the sticking point, but is it possible just to get an updated list of all this as soon as possible?
Everything you wrote, all in all the action items you did tonight and the action items you committed to has been recorded by Rod Larson. We will get that out to you as quickly as possible. Again, the only thing that slows that, again, is back to the task force. We're going to send you the draft notes before they're published because we do publish our notes. And as long as we get a quick turnaround and, yeah, that represents what we talked about, and maybe you can even delegate who that person is, so it's very efficient, or not, we'll turn that around quickly. You will have the notes from tonight, and you'll have a summary of what you wrote out over there definitely before your next meeting, if not even tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll go as fast as we can.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I think we've got a good list to look at. I certainly am going to be reaching out to people that I work with and that I know that are also residents and get their input on this.
I would just strongly recommend the document that was provided that we all review it very carefully and see if there's any holes in it. See if it's bulletproof in your eyes. If it's not, let's throw some suggestions out.
It would be nice, too, along those lines, if possible, possibly for the next meeting, and maybe as we review solutions to get like samples and things from the proposed solution, because I think that would be very helpful moving forward.
And you know there is samples outside.
Right? Yeah, as we review the solutions, that would be great to like have those things brought in for each one.
Yep.
Well, it's 8:41. Is there anything else?
Before we make a recommendation, honestly, I would like to have every decision maker in this room with the task force to talk with. All the higher-ups, everybody, before we make a recommendation. Just my food for thought.
And do you want them to be able to ask questions?
Absolutely, yep. Open forum with everybody that has a say in yes or no in this process.
Okay. Well, I can't make any guarantees on that. This is an advisory board.
I'm just asking as a task force member.
I think Rod will get that.
I'll just offer this.
It's possible.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, if it's possible, we're going to do it. So the short answer is yes. The longer answer is that council, city manager's office, all those folks are well briefed on the MOU, which specifically describes the charge of this task force to provide the director recommendations to make the decision. I will say that those types of folks are incredibly booked. We'll do the best we can. I don't know how many will get to come to all of the meetings. And also, just to reiterate one more time, the decision's mine. And I take that very seriously, and I take it with a fair and equitable approach for all. So I would just say, if at all possible, the sooner I get the even draft recommendations, I could start moving that forward through processes to help support those recommendations and review that. But we will get folks in the room as best as we can.
Well, I can't speak for the task force, but I'd say by all means take this list that we have and start looking at it and bring back questions or feedback for us so that we can talk about that as a task force.
Absolutely.
Any other thoughts or
doesn't hurt to ask. All you can do is say no.
Comments, anything? Again, thank you all for being here. I know we're all volunteers and staff. They work 10-hour days before this meeting even started. So
yeah.
I know it's been a long day for you guys.
We really appreciate your time as well. Thank you so much.
Well, again, I can't thank you enough. This is such an important issue for our community. It's just great when you get community leaders in that, and so many people that wanted to serve on this to be committed. I know you have other lives. I know you have a lot going on, but I also know how much you love Stanley Lake. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So really, this means the world to me. Again, fair, equitable, transparent through the whole process by having you lead that charge. So thank you, folks, so much. And again, anything at all you need, just send me an email, give me a call. Happy to serve.
Thanks.
Everybody.
Wayne, Megan, Steve, Tammy.
Yep.
So much.
Sorry. That's the same thing, Wayne. That's what I was doing for the purpose of notes, yeah. We're all running over with our phones to take notes, I love it.
I don't think so, I'm gonna be out.
So do this when you're in a presentation.
Like retreats.